Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Great to have you with us. It's been described as a gentle, soulful poems that shine a soft light on the human tendency toward wonder. Sylvia Stern's Dancing with the Moon and Stars is a poetic journey that considers nature in a different light. In her collection, she shares her observations of the world, the clouds, and her imagination can work together to see things other people wouldn't see. There are poems that take the reader on adventures with clouds, one of Sylvia's favorite topics, from the cold winter sky to the escapades of the fall leaves. Her poems capture the magical essence of nature. Sylvia is a retired school teacher living in Wisconsin. She loved producing puppet shows with her second graders with themes of science, seasons, social studies, and holidays. Poet Sylvia Stern, author of Dancing with the Moon and Stars, our guest on This Week in America. Sylvia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Oh, it's good to be here, too.
It's such a nice job that you did with these poems. And I mentioned you captured the magical essence of nature. Where did you develop this interest in nature and in poetry? Because you really touch a lot of people with this. When did this begin for you?
I've always enjoyed nature, and I've always enjoyed walking, even as a kid. And I wrote poetry in my head while I was a kid, and of course it was never written down. It was only in my head. But when I was teaching school, I liked teaching poetry with the kids, especially color poetry. But then when I retired, I needed something more. And that's when I really got started in the poetry with that. And when I would go walking, the poetry would come to me from what I saw around me. And I would walk any time of the day or night and weather and time of the year.
You know, that's interesting because I mentioned you see things that many of us don't see things. You live in Wisconsin. You really have a chance to see Mother Nature at her finest, don't you? You get the change of scenery, the change of seasons. You really get a little bit of everything up there, don't you?
Yeah, I see her at her finest and at her worst. I guess both.
Yes.
But I don't
yes.
mind walking at night or any, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, so that's when, and I have to get home right away so I can write down what the words that were coming to me.
And those are reflected in the book, Dancing with the Moon and Stars. Sylvia Stern is our guest on the program. You'll find the book available, of course, at Amazon, like on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the collection of books, the different themes that you touch on in the book, Dancing with the Moon and the Stars.
Well, of course, a lot of it was nature. I do visit some insects. I like dragonflies and butterflies and grasshoppers, but a lot of it's things that happen in the sky, from the moon and the stars and the sun and all the weather that comes out of the sky. And what I see around me. I also get into colors. I've enjoyed colors greatly. So I have written some fanciful poems about living in a land of pink or indigo blue or living in a blue house and some other colors and also the seasons, mainly the season of autumn and some fun foods that children like to eat, popcorn and soup and chicken noodle soup especially. And bubblegum, and it's like, bubblegum is like a rope jumping rhyme.
Yeah, I love that in the book, so blow your biggest bubble. You can have so much fun. You take something as simple as that and sort of brings a smile to our face, and I'm thinking I got to pick up some bubblegum on the way home and see if I can still do a bubble like I used to. So a lot of those things that we sort of take for granted every day, again, you see differently, and you write about those, and when we read it, suddenly we're seeing the world, I guess, through your eyes, and we go back and we look things a little bit differently, too. Out for a walk, suddenly we're looking around a little bit more and enjoying nature like you do.
Another favorite of mine in there has no nature, but it's, would you fix the teeth? If you were a dentist, would you fix the teeth of the hungry crocodile? And that has been read at some forensics debates because it's a fun poem. Kind of like something that Shel Silverstein would have written. Not that I would compare myself to him, but it's nonsense like that.
Well, yeah, and it's a favorable comparison because that comes to mind as you're reading the book. Sylvia Stern, our guest on the program, the book is Dancing with the Moon and the Stars. The book's available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You have this fascination with clouds, and because of that, we're starting to have a fascination with clouds as well. Talk about where that came from. And it's interesting because when you think about it, every cloud is different, aren't they? They can be clouds that are positive, that do good things for us. They can be clouds that rain on us in a few minutes.
Well, actually, I think the sky is the best video screen of all, because you look up there and all the different things that happen in the sky, rainbows and, the sun and how the clouds open up. And like one poem I wrote is about if you could taste the things that come from the sky, if you could taste the rain, what would it taste like? And what would the moon taste like and the sun taste like? Well, a sun. Can't imagine it. That, but
yes.
I enjoy watching the things in the sky.
The book is beautifully illustrated. Talk about that, because you're very visual in writing, and then with all the colors and the pictures, it really brings them to life. Talk about the illustrations in the book.
Well, I didn't do the illustrations, and that was done by some other artists. And they are in full color, and I think they add a lot to it. They are childlike, and they bring the poem out. And also, even the pages that do not have pictures on it are colored around the edges. So it is a very colorful book that I think is fun to read to children and read with them, and also for children who are learning to read. And it is all different age levels.
Yes, and I'm reading the book, and I'm way beyond the target audience for the book, and I'm enjoying it. Brings a smile to my face as I'm reading it, Dancing with the Moon and the Stars. Let's go back to second grade and talk about the kids. Such an impressionable age, and you present this with the poetry. You're presenting nature. You're presenting colors. Talk about that experience, because I don't know where you were when I was in the second grade, but I don't remember a second grade teacher that would have made quite the impression that you did. This had to be very positive for you and for the kids that were in the class.
Well, I think that even more than the poetry, the puppetry that I taught children how to build a puppet show. And we would combine poetry with that also, but then they would give it to the first graders and we would decorate the theater, and we would have themes like bats, and we had a cave, and we would have the weather show when it was a television. We would have castles and dragons, and we would turn it into a fish tank. And so that was an exciting part of my second grade teaching years, and also the creative writing with the second graders. And then with poetry, then we would do color poetry. We would take the color red, color yellow, and brainstorm that, and then we'd work in groups, and then we'd make it into little books and put them into the library for other kids to enjoy.
You talk about nature, and we've been talking about clouds and the sky and the sun, that type of thing, but you talk about animals as well. Crows is something that you have a fascination with. Talk about that and sort of the language, the sounds of nature.
Oh, I've always enjoyed crows. And in another poetry book that I have, I talk about don't talk to yours out loud when you're walking on the road, because the crows will hear you and they'll talk about you. I think crows are fascinating birds because they're very bright, and they can make sounds that sound like they're quarreling or discussing or gossiping. If you could listen to them, you would you could hear those different sounds. You can just imagine what they're talking about.
The book we're talking about is Dancing with the Moon and the Stars. Sylvia Stern is the author and our guest on This Week in America. Book available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The poems touch on the beauty in the natural world, and you talked about walking, and apparently you walk morning, afternoon, evening, that type of thing. You really get a different sense, a different rhythm, don't you, at different times of the day. Do you have a particular time of day you enjoy walking and enjoying what you're seeing out there in nature?
I would say probably early morning is my favorite time. I will go at night. I mean, I will go early morning, so it's so early I have to wear a little headlight on my head, and so it's dark outside. But then I like to walk back and hear the sunrise is coming, and that is wonderful to see the pink of the skies. And I'm a country girl. I live on the edge of a town, but I have always been a country girl, so I'm so much of it is goes back to my childhood and walking also.
And probably pleasant memories of childhood, because obviously you, well, in second grade, were you aware, you were teaching second graders, were you aware of nature to that extent when you were growing up?
Yes, I was, because when I was growing up, I'd walk for miles. Sometimes my dad would take the car and look for me, find me, where are you, you know? I'd go out walking and there would be raccoons on the road and they would come out. And they would hide, and then when I would go turn my back, I looked, they were back there again. I'd go walking in the wintertime, and I'd go on some old skis and go across the lake when it was frozen. Yes, I was very much outside and a tomboy and enjoying nature, even then.
Reflected in the book, Dancing with the Moon and the Stars. Well, what are you working on now? Are you doing a follow-up to this, another book?
I have another book, but that is not, I mean, this is an adult book, and that also has the main part of it is also nature, because that is so much a part of me. But I'm not working on anything else right now. I write plays for children, for a forensics, for a Lutheran school, and I just came back for the practicing. So I like writing plays for kids at about 7th and 8th grade.
In writing poetry, and you talk about you can sometimes probably jogging home from a walk, so you've got all these thoughts fresh in your mind that you're going to write down. Has poetry always come easy for you, a way to sort of living through your poetry?
I would say for poetry itself became more important as I got older. When I was a kid, I wrote it, and I even composed some songs in my mind, but I never wrote them down. I think poetry became more important to me as I got older, and especially when I was retired. I even collect old poetry books, I mean very old poetry books, and I like to read them. I have little markers in all of them. I like books in pre-1900, and I'm fascinated with their style.
Yeah, but just going to mention, are there any influences? And obviously some of the older poets have had an influence on you and your writing style.
Oh yes, if I would name you my favorite poet, I don't think I could do that. But I do have many of them that I do like to listen, and I have markers, like I said, in many of the books. There is no poet that I like everything they've written, but I love the tumbling of words that some of them have. They're kind of tongue twisters, but I like the rhythm that they use, some of the romance poetry I like also, and childlike poetry of like James Whitcomb Riley, I like some of that, and very old poetry I like to read it, like the Scottish would try to do that, you know, and how he would have written it, and now
yes.
And you know, I can't remember his name.
Well, there's so many, but I get the impression that you've really been influenced by some of the older voices in poetry. What has this experience been like, actually taking your words, having them published, having illustrations added to those, and bringing the pleasure, sharing the pleasure you have of nature, words, colors on paper? What's this been like for you?
Well, it's been kind of bittersweet, okay? I have friends who tell me that they bought my books and they have grandchildren who they have read the poem through, and these children, the grandchildren, have memorized them with their grandparents. And some of these grandparents, one is a retired school administrator and his wife is a retired teacher, and they themselves had their favorites among my children's book. And I've had other people say that it was just fun to read it. And then my experiences haven't been all good with it, but.
It had to be rewarding as you sit there for the first time and you're holding the books, again, beautifully done, and all the effort that went into that. In spreading the message, I would think that would be a very important part of what you're doing as well. Like I say, suddenly when you read through some of the poems, it gives you a whole different perspective when you're taking that walk. You don't necessarily have to go 100 miles an hour and not pay any attention. You can actually sort of absorb the environment as you're walking.
Well, yes, like they say, stop and smell the roses.
Exactly.
You know, take take time to, you know, when I don't have ideas coming to me, I have to get out and move. And if I'm in the house and it's cold, I have to get on my exercise bike because I've got to be moving. And even when I'm in the pool and moving around the pool, ideas will come to me. But moving is what, when I needed ideas for some creative thing for school, I just go out and walk. And the ideas, even for forming a curriculum for summer school, that's how it would come to me.
With us on the program. Go ahead. Finish your thought. Go ahead.
I didn't always have to notice what was around me. I mean, I could be doing this at night, but the idea just came when I was just moving, you know.
Movement and then keeping your mind open. And it's amazing what you can see and learn when you go through that phase. Sylvia Stern, our guest on the program. The book is Dancing with the Moon and the Stars. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to the Amazon link. Get information on Sylvia, the book, and you can order it there as well. Sylvia, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. It gives me a different perspective of nature. I take my walk later today. I'm going to look around a little bit more, maybe even talk to a crow or two before I get finished with the walk here. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you also for letting me talk with you.
Our pleasure. Sylvia Stern, author of Dancing with the Moon and the Stars, our guest on the program. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.